The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome, another warm welcome to everyone from everywhere joining here together in this 7 a.m. Pacific time sitting. And so I'm going to begin. So just allow yourself to settle in. Maybe take some generous moments to settle into a sitting posture that's conducive for a little bit of a meditative practice. And this week, I wanted to maybe offer a guided meditation that starts with what I call the arriving sequence. And this is something I learned from some of my teachers, Dana De Palma and Tuareg Sala, and then Philip Moffitt, who's their teachers, our teachers. And so this arriving sequence uses the three A's, arriving, and then being available, and then becoming available, and then aligning. So this is three words, and you probably will begin to hear repeatedly as we go along in this 5 days of a meditation practice. And so we'll begin with arriving sequence. And then in this week, I wanted to offer some words using the elements that make up our body as part of our meditative practice. So earth, air, water, fire, and space. And this is going to be a build up from the first day and all the way to the Friday. And so if you join in between, you will pick it up because we will be repeating some of this as we go along. So let's begin. Arriving here and now. Maybe the word arriving evokes some sense of beginning to settle in. And sometimes I have the sense of coming back home after a long trip, arriving home, maybe putting away the bags, hat, big jacket. In the same way as we arrive, maybe we put away the plans, the projects, memory. When we arrive at the present moment, the experience of the here and now, maybe that's felt as the contact of the body with the chairs and the floor. Or some long, deep breath that's happening right now. Arriving home, the home of this body. Take a few moments to just check in into yourself. Maybe the sitting posture. Maybe how you are in your mind. Not as a way to evaluate, judging it. Just to receive what is happening here now. As you arrive, make yourself available to the lived experience that's happening right now, right here in this body. Being available is pointing at this sense of receiving experience as they arrive and pass. I'm not demanding it to be any way. It's making ourselves available to whatever is happening right here. And then we align. Align our being with a wholesome cultivation. Align with our inner integrity, inner dignity. Sometimes for me, aligning may be experienced as ever so slightly and a little bit of uplifting in my torso. Making ourselves available to the physicality of our bodies. I invite you to maybe turn attention to the felt sense of earth element in the body. Maybe you're feeling the firmness as you make contact with earth and floor, chairs. Hardness of the bones. Maybe your tongue pushing against the teeth. Hardness of the teeth. earth element is a heavy. Maybe settling downward. Making ourselves available for the felt sense of earth element. Letting go of any big ideas about what this is. However it's felt in the body. It is okay. The earthy body resting on earth. Maybe you feel some sense of a steadiness as you rest in the earthy body. There is a stillness in the earth element, unmoving. Like the foundations of a building. If the mind wanders away, we can always invite ourselves to arrive again. Being available to the felt sense of earth element in this body. Being available is like letting go of any exertion or control. Rather, open our heart and mind to receive. Noticing our experience that may be pleasant and unpleasant, maybe pain or discomfort in the body. And pay careful attention to see how we're reacting or responding to the experience of a pleasant and unpleasant. Are they pushing away, resisting, wishing the unpleasant to go away? Are there a sense of ease, openness, kindness? To all of this, The Buddha offered a teaching to his son, Rahula. He said to his son, young son, meditate like earth. When you meditate like earth, pleasant, unpleasant experiences will not occupy your mind. So we won't get caught when we meditate in the stillness and stability that's manifested in the earth. Meditate like earth, steady, stable. Unmoving. as we transition into the short Dharmet for this morning, I invite you to continue, maybe to stay in a meditative mode if you like. And so I intentionally didn't ring the bell. As an invitation for you to maybe receive these teachings in a different way, maybe.